The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, look out, Dr. Batar. RSB is punchy McStuffins tonight, beating the tar out of stupid doctors. I just lost it tonight. I really have lost it. I just won. But that wouldn't include you because you're not among them. that's good. And
well,
I
was curious who you beat up.
Well, you know, there's this story about 5,000 kids every year now being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes by around the age of 10. And I lost it. I was like, what the hell? You know, they think this is genetic. I mean, what kind of genetic epidemic exists? It doesn't. And you know, so I went through the basics of it, and I'm just like, reading this, I'm going, they really don't know.
Nope, they don't know anything.
Oh, man. So anyway, that's where it started, and it's been all downhill from there. So I'm glad you're on board. I just been thanking God that Dr. Batar is going to be here to rescue us.
I thought you beat up somebody.
Well, actually, this morning I did because I was down in South Florida. I got to hook up with my boxing coach, and his sons are amazing. They turned pro recently. One of his sons is 4-0, and the other son is 6 wins with 4 knockouts. And the 4-0 guy is 4 knockouts. So I was like getting back with him, and I was like, dude, I'm pumped up, man. I got the masculinity flowing. I was like, get out of my way, you know. So that's where I am today.
Okay. Hey, Don.
Yes.
You got a close medical facility you can send Robert to?
I was glad you're coming on board. I know I'd be in. You'll take care of me.
He needs a little cannabis or something there to turn mellow things out. I don't know.
Mellow me out. All right, I don't want to mellow me out. Hey, there's the new peace dividend. It's, you know, in the Reagan years, it was peace through strength. In the Obama years, it's peace through obesity.
Mm.
Peace through obesity.
That's the story you're going to talk about, right?
Yeah. No, this is the new way we're going to have peace. Finally, those of you who, you know, listen, I want peace, but I didn't know it would have to happen through obesity. It happens that we can't get enough soldiers because they're too fat and they can't get into the military. They're not eligible to be in the military. And so this could be the way we do the back door into the peace. It's like, well, we can't find enough soldiers, so we might as well declare peace.
Peace at any... Based on any excuse or at any cost, I think that's a good thing.
At any weight level.
That's right. Even if you have to eat a lot of pizza and donuts to get there, hey, so be it.
Yeah, and I actually did last night, too. We did go back to Pizza Fusion. I admit it. I had some organic pizza. They have that down in Fort Lauderdale. It's very rare. I don't get to do that much, but I indulged. But the next morning, again, I was punching McStuffins out of the bag, so it was fun. I'm doing well. But, yeah, this is interesting. I think, Dr. Batar, we've covered this, and you were in the military, of course. Obesity is not tolerated well there. You don't do well if you can't do what is required of you as a soldier. So it's just interesting now that this is becoming a big national security issue.
Yeah, well, it's not really, again, I think that you should be playing the Moment of Dust song here because it's not really anything surprising. We know that we're the most obese nation on planet Earth, and we know that the younger population, the demographics, is becoming chronically more obese than their predecessor generations, and we know that the armed forces recruits between the ages of 18 and 30 as far as age group is concerned. So, you know, we've got a fatter army. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, maybe we'll just kind of roll over the enemy.
Well, there is no enemy. If you think about it, you know, we create our own enemies. There's no enemy.
Yeah.
And so it could be a good thing. I mean, honestly, the more you learn about world demographics and you know, cultural and traditional diversity and religious uniqueness, you start realizing we're all the same. And, there are people that accentuate those differences, and so the enemy is the enemy's within. You know,
yeah.
The greatest enemy lies within. Who said that?
Oh, Super Don, did you say that?
Did I say that? No, I didn't say that.
After a coffee enema? After
somebody,
a coffee enema, you
said
that.
Said that? Roosevelt said the greatest enemy lies
Roosevelt,
within.
Roosevelt, yeah. That was right on the tip of my tongue.
But at the same time, Roosevelt was that enemy within in much of what he established with the, you know, the so-called New Deal. And, you know, the Federal Reserve inspired, you know, collapse of the dollar at that time. You know, the Great Depression, which was not a natural phenomenon, but an artificially created phenomenon that allowed for the obscene growth of government and situating the status of Americans as bankrupt collateral for a debt that would never be repaid.
Well, that's true, too. And again, I got to remember now whether I always get confused between the two quotes. One Kennedy said and the other one Roosevelt said, but one is the greatest enemy lies within and the other one is there's nothing to fear but fear itself.
Yeah, fear. That was FDR.
Was
yeah, fear itself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It might have been Kennedy warning on the enemy within, because certainly he knew and was taken out from enemies within. If you haven't read official stories about the Kennedy assassination, you should. Liam Sheff gave a great overview of that, among many other things. We have a number of questions of the day, Dr. Batar. I know you don't often get a chance to read through them, but I'll kind of try and paraphrase this first one. This is from Ann Temple. And she says she has a friend who was in the hospital to have some very large kidney stones removed. And the doctors there are now telling her that they think she has a parathyroid disease. That's what the way she wrote this. And that the calcium in her blood is not getting to where it should get to. She asked her if the doctor said anything to her about modifying her diet, like reducing high oxalate vegetables, etc. And she said they had not. But she was going to try all the natural healing methods before she had her thyroid removed. They're already talking about removing her thyroid.
So, where to start with this question?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you talk about this stuff about somebody who has partial function in a gland and they say, let's not heal the gland, let's just remove it, what you're saying, you're not exaggerating.
No, it's a very common thing. So I think for the listeners here, this is a very important concept to energetically grasp. When you cut out a organ, a gland, whatever, from the body that the Creator designed in His infinite wisdom to be there for some reason, just because we don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't belong there. You can't ever put it back. So just be cognizant of that fact, first of all. And then the second thing is what Robert just brought up, which was an epiphany that I had with a general surgeon who came to me as a patient. And the story is basically that I asked him about his surgical history, and he said he had his gallbladder removed. And I asked him, you know, based on what was the reason, and he said, well, I had a HIDA scan, and it showed 10% functioning. So I started writing cholecystectomy secondary to 10% functioning gallbladder, and as I wrote it, it suddenly hit me, and I looked up at him, and I think it hit him at the same exact time, that, wait a second, our systems are down to only 10% functioning, and so instead of doing everything we can to preserve that 10% and bring it back up higher, what do? We just cut it all out. It's normal everyday standard operating procedure. It's how we think. It's the herd mentality, as Robert likes to call it. It's a sheeple thought process, and everybody does it. And it took me years, knowing what I know, to realize that, wait a second, that's the height of stupidity.
Yes.
You're down to 10%, let's just kill it all the way? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So just think about those things. Yes, I know that the reason sometimes they take it out is because with that much decrease in functioning and with that much inflammation, there's an infection process that can start, and that infectious process, once started, can lead to other types of problems and cholangitis and et cetera, et cetera. I get all of that, but when your functioning is down, we should be increasing that functioning. We should not be decreasing,
right,
or killing it. That's the point.
Yeah. message to Ann for your friend. If your friend has not read Dr. Bitar's internationally best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, I tell you, I'm not exaggerating, Dr. Bitar. It's one of the key books. And right up front in my lectures, I say, I want everybody to read this because it's a difference maker for people. And one of the ladies there, friend of mine, said, yeah, I read it, and I even got on the Drops of Life, and she's just loving it. 2 weeks in, she's just feeling so great. She's like, wow, this is amazing. So, Ann, your friend needs to read The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. I'm just saying. To get, you know, if she's doing some good things, she's not doing enough good things.
I could, you know, as a side note, I kind of like that. Any problem you got, read The 9 Steps. I like that, Robert. But
look.
About the gallbladder, thyroid, you know, we took it already away from the thyroid, and we took it to the gallbladder, and then you took it to the book. So I like that connecting the dots.
Yeah, and if you don't read the book, eat the book. It's healthier than what they're feeding your kids at school.
Well, I appreciate your powerful endorsement of the book, and it does provide certain guiding principles that I think will be beneficial here. But coming back to the specific question, that's the first and foremost thing that I would want a person to remember, is that once the organ, the gland, whatever it is that's been removed, you cannot go back and put it back. And not to equate this to cancer, but if you bring up cancer into this picture, one of the biggest problems when a person is evaluated for the oncogenic process is the removal of lymph nodes. And this is another one of those, you know, falls right into that same category. If you remove the lymph node's job is to filter the blood. And if you remove those filters, you get a false sense of security. Yes, the lymph nodes are no longer there and they're not swollen up, so you think everything's fine. But what you've just done is taken the one filter that's capturing all the impurities in the blood and helping to keep the system clean, and you just removed it. You can't ever put those things back. If you have cancer, please, whatever you do, don't remove your lymph nodes, because your lymph nodes are protecting you. So, Robert, that's all I have to say. I feel like that's all I have to say about that.
It's good that you say it. Listen, I know a lot of folks, and like it indicated in this question that she knows some stuff. And there are a lot of folks that are out there that listen to the show, that listen to you and me, and they know a lot of things, but yet there's a little bit, maybe a significant little bit, that's not there. And when their lymph nodes are inflamed, or a doctor says it looks like there's cancer cells in the lymph nodes, they will still succumb to that fear and remove the lymph nodes instead of encouraging the drainage out of the body as it's designed by God to have happen. So anyway, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back with Dr. Rasha Bitar. As you said, I got my energy back. I'm going to blame Dr. Bitar partially. I did some Super Earth energy as well. And let's see, punching a bag. No, I don't need to punch anything. I'm happy again. We're good. We'll be back with Dr. Bitar after this break.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, we were talking earlier with Dr. Bitar here. It's Advanced Medicine. Medical Rewind, by the way, medicalrewind.com if you want to get direct archives to hear Dr. Bitar. Hundreds of hours available. Of course, archives through our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com, Stitcher Podcasts, iTunes, UK Health Radio, and now TuneIn. TuneIn is an interesting app because I think it's somehow more compatible for people driving around in cars. That's what I hear. TuneIn's being made available in new cars as a direct app to listen to online radio, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, it won't be very long before people are just going to be driving around with Wi-Fi, you know, in their dashboard.
No, no doubt. That this is the way it's delivering. And then stick radio is kind of cool. Of course, it's where we got our start. We still got some of that. But for the most part, there's no limitation to the delivery of this message via Wi-Fi. So that's really cool. Even though we want you to try your EMF detox, homeopathic to counteract it. Now, we were talking with Dr. Bitar about the military. They can't get enough soldiers because they're too fat, obese. Maybe we should genetically engineer super soldiers, right? That's what you've heard. You've seen movies about it. Well, that might not work so well. It may be the problem that we're already having. The genetically modified food is causing deadly bacteria to grow in your gut. Did you see that, Dr. Bitar?
I have. I did see that. And it's, again, not surprising. Why is it that none of these stories are surprising to me anymore? Does that mean that I've gotten that cynical or what?
You're just that aware.
Do we need to search harder for stories that will surprise Dr. Bitar? That's my challenge now. Okay.
Okay. You don't want that, Dr. Bitar, because Super Don will surprise you.
I'll throw down, man. I'll surprise you.
Don't pain the groin muscle or anything doing it, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I think that the thing is with the obesity of these soldiers, I'm certain that they've grown up on GMO foods. They're growing up on refined fast foods. And again, these Roundup-ready crops creating, let's say, new strains of bacteria that have never before been in existence now in your gut, chewing holes through your gut, causing leaky gut. all kinds of devastating things. And I think obesity is one of those things that's happening. We covered a story yesterday where obese cancer patients are finally coming around to saying maybe they're not as well nourished as they look, right? They're overweight, but they're not very well nourished.
Yeah, you know, this is another thing about what's the definition of what's, you know, well nourished.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about the food pyramid? Is that what we're talking about? These children are not nourished. The question is first we have to define what is nourishment, and then we have to define if you look at obesity from a perspective of nourishment versus malnourishment. Well, we all know that obese people are not starving, but in a way they are actually starving. Metabolically speaking, they are starving. So if you compare them to some population in Africa that is literally starving, you will see that they're also malnourished, but they're not getting enough caloric intake, and we get too much caloric intake, but the caloric intake that we put into our children is bad caloric intake.
It's empty. It's empty. I mean, you know, it's devoid or void of the things it should be rich with, the minerals
right.
that are ripped from it for the benefit of industry that can resell those minerals for purposes other than nutrition.
Exactly. So, you know, being devoid of the nutritional value and still being caloric rich does not make you well-nourished. You see a person that's big and fat and plump, you think, well, they're well-nourished. That doesn't mean that they're well-nourished. It just means that they've got a lot of caloric intake. In fact, there have been some studies that have been done to talk about the caloric intake of people that are obese, and they find that people that are clinically obese actually don't eat as much as their counterparts. They're trying to reduce their caloric intake because they're conscious of their weight. For whatever reason, they're trying to lose weight, but their bodies are essentially starving. So, again, how did I get off on that tangent?
Well, we were talking about the GMO gut bacteria becoming deadly when it combines with the normal gut flora. And, of course, there's an image here, and it's from our good friend Sarah G. at Green Med Info. The image is one of a distended gut. You know, how many times do we see women and or men with these so-called beer bellies, or in women the lower abdomen even more so? And what's going on in the intestines? I mean, is it just that they're eating too much? As you said, these obese people in many cases are not eating too much, but their bodies are starving, so they retain every morsel of caloric intake that you give it, even though that calorie may be empty or devoid of, again, those trace minerals that are so needed.
Yeah, if you're in a starvation mode, are you going to utilize all the energy that is coming your way with no thought process that, hey, I need to conserve? Or are you going to be in a conservation mode constantly? And I think
right.
that's the point. They're in a conservation mode, so their body holds on to that body fat. Their systems are completely thrown off metabolically. They're, you know, off the wall. And this stuff is not helping them. The GMO food resistance.
Not at all. Well, we've got some more gut health issues coming up. We've got a big question from Kevin about some gut health issues related to urinary tract infections, and it's perfect for Dr. Bitar to answer when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And some doctors, too. I tell you, that is the boxing theme today. I'm feeling it, Dr. Bittar. And oh boy, last hour, stories after story where I was just exasperated with the medical profession. This one, now we've got a question of the day coming in from Kevin, who's worried about his wife. And, you know, I've said for so many years that the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. And this is a case in point. Dr. Batard, can you overview this? I mean, it's a very complicated situation, but it's like one disaster to the next, and each one the doctor gives you another drug, and it gets worse.
Yeah, well, I don't even know whether I want to deal with it, but I would diagnose that as insuritis.
Insuritis, that's a good way of putting it. Inflammation caused by the good insurance that you've purchased.
Exactly, which just further exacerbates the entire problem that the patient's having.
Right, so his wife, hey, Izzy wants in on this, Super Don. I hear Izzy's going, yeah, go get him, Dr. Batar. Izzy, this wife, Kevin's wife, my wife, she had been sick for a couple of months, Klebsiella pneumoniae, started with a sinus infection, gets one antibiotic, gets another, then another. It's a UTI, throw a Z-Pack, another Z-Pack, here a Z-Pack, everywhere a Z-Pack. Then, hey, let's go to a sulfa drug. Let's go to sulfonamide, Bactrim. That didn't work. Kidneys are being harmed. She's trying to find something natural. It goes from bad to worse. She's in the ER. She's having GI issues, swollen intestines, esophagitis. They do a stomach scope, nothing. They can't see. They throw CT scan in there. She has a bad reaction to the contrast kind of liquid that they put in her. And then the CT says, hey, it's fine. Blood work's fine. But now you've got more problems than you've ever started with, and each one of those things were compounded by what the doctors did to invade the body, either to kill things they didn't know were even there, or if they were or not. Or let's just do diagnostic tests that can destroy the kidneys. I mean, am I exaggerating here with how outraged I should be or not be?
No, you're not. And unfortunately, it's something that's happening on a consistent basis. That same story, that same scenario is probably happening to 5,000 to 10,000 people as we speak right now throughout the country. Every day.
Yeah. And after all said and done, toward the end of this, he's saying the doctors want to put her on prednisone. And Zyrtec. What is Zyrtec? Isn't that like an antipsychotic med? Or is that a digestive med? I don't even remember at this point.
Zyrtec is an allergy medication.
An allergy med?
Yeah.
I mean, what, this is where I get sometimes, and I know you get there sometimes faster than I do, Dr. Batar, and I appreciate that too. Sometimes when I'm in my, like, nice RSV mode and you're like, stop being so nice about this. I don't feel like I want to be nice about this. And then some of the listeners will go, half of them will go get them, Robert. The other half will go, you're just so mean. Why can't you just love them all? It's like, I got a lot of love in my heart. But when you're abusing people like this, it just doesn't incite me to love you the same way I might normally.
I'm just kicking back and enjoying it.
Okay.
I'm not the one on the rant and raving right now.
Let me have all the fun. Well, you can tell my energy is back. I mean, there's no doubt I caught a second wind the second hour, which I felt would because, we feed off of each other's energy. Now you're just kind of enjoying it because I'm just going. But I got to take a pause here for a moment.
Well, it's been one of these things that it is infuriating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating when you hear not only what's happening to patients from that perspective, but then also when you start seeing people that have been brainwashed, family members that have been brainwashed, to put the pressure on the patient that's trying to do the right thing, but the family taking the conventional stance, thinking that the patient is crazy. I mean, I've got a person here right now, and I won't go into details, but I've got a person right now in my practice that a young female who was ostracized by her family. They have money, but they will not give her any money to support her health issue. And so she's totally independent. She is not able to work because she's basically that fatigued. I mean, even when she's walking, you can see the problems that she's having. And they basically said that unless she goes and gets the conventional treatments, which they have none, by the way, they don't even know what's wrong with her, and she won't do that. She's trying to eat right. She's, starting to get chelated. She's seeing an improvement, slow but steady. But the family creating that pressure and ostracizing her, and then her having to, without a job, try to support herself in a situation that is already difficult to deal with. I mean, can you imagine the type of stress that that person is going through? So there's not only the conventional medical stance that they take, but then also the pressure that they put in the families to make sure that they go a certain way. You've covered the stories about kids with cancer and how the
right.
family's pressured into doing the chemo radiation. I've had a situation right now with a patient from overseas that is getting pressure from the government, from the country that they come from, to get the treatment, the conventional treatment, even though he has no more symptoms and he's doing fine.
Yeah, but it is a religion at this point. We've talked about it, or a cult, and the state has sanctioned it in violation here in the United States of the First Amendment, which, you know, basically says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But there wasn't supposed to be a state-sanctioned religion. You know, whether you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, what it wasn't about aligning with one. It was about the freedom for all, but not the state to endorse just one over all others, and the one it picked was allopathic medicine.
Yep. And people may think, oh, well, you know, that's a funny correlation. It's not. I mean, the religion of medicine is, I mean, you can go back throughout the ages and see how medicine is religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't get into this. This might get really off topic, but there's certain rituals that are very, how do you put it? You know, the certain rituals that are very primitive. And if you look at the practice of medicine in the past and how they, you know, when, for example, when they would do surgeries without any anesthesia, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You were there, but, you know, you remember.
No, we read the history books about it, you know, the bloodletting.
Exactly. There was a lot of torture in a lot of the religions that they would also do similar types of tactics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the doctors or the medical profession that would be used to torture some of these people. And even in Nazi Germany, I mean, look at the experimentation, human experimentation that was done by the Nazi doctors. So again, like I said, we probably don't want to open up that can of worms because we're going into a really dark area now.
Yeah, but it is important to bring up. I mean, when you look at, for instance, his wife, you know, that he talks about, she is being tortured, in my opinion. Literally, she comes in for one thing. They don't even know what it is, and they just start throwing drugs at her. Z-Pak, sulfa drugs. And then they don't know, so they run tests which require more invasive liquids that are very toxic and hard for the kidneys to process. And there have been patients that have gone into renal failure over these analytical tests.
Yeah, that's a very, very true statement. And it's something that the new governmental stipulations that have been put in place with Obamacare, it's only going to get worse now.
Well, I mean, before, at least, it wasn't technically mandated. You could not, you didn't have to participate in it, but of course that was the real danger point of Obamacare. And as we've talked about it with Jonathan Emord as well, you know, and then this guy Gruber comes out and admits, I don't know if you've even heard about this guy who was major consultant on Obamacare, comes out and says, yeah, we had to kind of fudge it this way and say it this way and twist it that way because the people are stupid. The voters are stupid. We had to make sure they didn't know what was in it in order for it to pass because they knew it wouldn't if they were straightforward about what was happening. And yet Justice John Roberts, who is supposedly, you know, a Bush appointee, Republican conservative, he is not, by the way, but supposedly was Chief Justice, you know, was the deciding vote on Obamacare saying, well, it's a tax. When they knew it was not a tax, it was a penalty. And they had to have this happen because people were leaving the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, and they couldn't have it. They knew this would happen. That's why Obamacare came to be.
So what isn't there supposed to be a new lawsuit that's being filed now to challenge Obamacare, and it promises to basically eradicate the law because of if it holds up in court that there's no more chance for Obamacare to survive because they've violated some. State, there was some kind of state versus federal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is one going up to the Supreme Court. That is true. That's being considered. And that relates to the subsidy. The subsidies were supposed to only be, according to the language as it's written, viable and available through state exchanges. But since the state said, screw that, we're not setting it up, the Fed set it up for them, there was no language in Obamacare to allow the feds to include the subsidies, which makes Obamacare completely out of reach of everybody, basically, that needed some sort of subsidy. So, yeah, inevitably, I think that the law can't sustain itself. It's not viable economically, and that alone will eventually collapse. That's how the Soviet Union collapsed. Economics came to bear on them, and they haven't learned their lesson. You know, they think that they can just keep, you know, if we can convince the young people, if they're as stupid as some of the old people that are on statin drugs to participate, all of their money goes to pay for the people that are on the drugs that we can't pay for otherwise.
And, you know, the when you start looking at the implications from a societal basis where, as it stands right now, the Social Security system, the Medicare system, the healthcare system can't sustain what was previous to Obamacare, then how is it going to sustain with less people contributing, with more expenditures going out? And, of course, you know, there's more expenditure. There's more there's a tax where or Obamacare is going to be basically taxing more people, or more people are going to end up paying for the health care. That's true. But even that, even with that additional revenue, it's not going to be even a penny in the bucket as far as the additional cost that it's going to incur. So where's all this money going to come from? I mean, the system is just set up to implode upon itself.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's why I say, you know, everything that you've done with the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, Ty and I, of course, did a little booklet on you know, Unlock the Power to Heal. It's all about bringing this information to folks so that they can take care of themselves and avoid the disaster, never have to avail themselves of medicine unless there was an emergency trauma scenario, or if you're on the way back from the recognition of mercury or heavy metal toxicity. We've talked extensively with Dr. Bitar about intravenous chelation, the necessity. We've answered some great questions about the mercury fillings being removed and the necessity also for getting IV treatment within 12 hours of that. And that was heard loud and clear. I could feel people receive that information last week, Dr. Bitar. We're on another break. We're going to wrap up. Super Don, what are we talking about in our finale segment with Dr. Bitar? It's on you, Mr. Producer.
It's a surprise.
We got a surprise coming up. Uh-oh. When Super Don says there's a surprise, run, hide, everybody. No, keep listening. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Yeah. Dr. Bitar is here. He'll save us. He'll save us, yes.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
All right, before we get into whatever Super Don's got on surprise mode for Dr. Bitar and me, the Ferguson issue. When we go off the air, you know, many people listen, they download it after the fact. If whatever happens in Ferguson will already be old news, but I will say if you're listening live and if you're in Ferguson, Dr. Bitar, what's the best way to avoid a riot?
I personally, I mean, you want the real way or the my way?
Give me both ways.
Well, I think the best way is pizza and donuts.
Pizza and donuts. Well, why? That's right. Interesting. What do you like? Mean throw a party, have a party, and just eat and have fun together. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Well, that or you know you can. I'm saying you give them pizza and donuts and they'll cause inflammation in the gut and then they'll be dealing with their own crisis.
Oh, that's right. The obesity for peace dividend.
Right.
Okay.
Now
so,
my way would be a little bit different. That would be organic pizza and homemade donuts. And then there would be everybody.
Clarification. There we go.
Yeah. Right. Then we'll all be over at Batar's house, and there'll be no riots, except for who wants the last slice of
organic
pizza.
There'll be a riot, because if you come to my house, I'm going to be fighting for that last piece of pizza.
That's true. I don't think we'll have to distract him. Maybe Ty will hold you down, tickle you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was not a pretty picture. Sorry about that.
That's a disturbing picture.
That was a very disturbing picture.
That
my apologies.
The first half I had.
I should have gone to sleep early tonight. My apologies, Dr. Bitar. Hey, Super Don, are there any surprise stories we should cover before we break today?
Well, listen, you know, Robert, earlier you were talking about how frustrated you were at, you know, the medical profession, the doctors, the scientists, at the things that they do or the things that they don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, one story in particular I thought was rather interesting here. Apparently, scientists came across some 700-year-old ice-cold caribou poo. And when they did so, they discovered a 700-year-old virus was still existing there in the caribou feces. And guess what they did?
They tried to reactivate it?
They brought it back to life.
They brought it back. Why?
Isn't that interesting?
Dr. Bitar, why would you take a 700-year-old virus and say, hey, let's see if it's viable? What's the point?
I don't know. Well, there's got to be more to the story. Why they had nothing better to do than go find old caribou poop and
poo. Yeah, leave the caribou poo alone.
There's got to be some other angle to that story. There's some kind of piece of information that Don has
listen,
the
find the
media
find,
and leaving out crucial facts.
All right, Liz. Yeah, so I like to say poo. So okay, so now that's done. The find confirms for them that virus particles are very good time capsules that preserve their core genomic material, making it likely that many prehistoric viruses are still infectious to plants, animals, and humans.
I still say why.
That's it. I don't know. The same reason why they did it.
Leave the caribou poo virus where it belongs. Just leave it in
the
poo.
The same reason why they took the bird flu virus and they made it dangerous in the lab, because they're stupid.
Why did dogs lick themselves?
Yeah. Well, listen, all right, here's another one. Poland. Okay. You have some Polish heritage, don't you, Robert?
I do. It was Bielicki. That's right.
All right. Well, some of your fellow Polish, won't use the derogatory term, people in Poland have opposed a proposition to name a playground after Winnie the Pooh.
Why would they do that?
Because it is unclear what Winnie the Pooh's gender is, and he has immodest clothing.
He's gender neutral and he's not wearing pants. You said the park can't be named after Winnie the Pooh.
Where is it at? Where did they do this?
In Poland.
Yeah. There was an open mic at this debate that they were having in a closed door meeting, and one of the people actually called Winnie the Pooh a hermaphrodite.
Oh, come on, really?
Yes.
A little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing.
There will be
thing.
No Winnie the Pooh park in Poland, unfortunately.
It's a fuzzy bear with no sexual whatever. And who cares? All right, you did surprise
apparently
me.
Apparently the people in Poland do.
My Polish brethren care. They're going to bring back Polish jokes over this. That's not smart. Don't do that.
I'm still a little confused about the virus aspect. They must have been looking for something. They must have been looking for, they're maybe down what you just said, that they're just trying to, you know, take dormant things and mutate them and make them into more virulent.
You know,
more,
they make something dangerous, and then they go, see, it can be dangerous, and then that
and
way
then
they
you
can
need
create a vaccine.
Exactly. Then you need a vaccine. They frighten you into that. All right. Well, Dr. Bitar, we're about out of time. Again, I encourage everybody, especially our new listeners, if you don't know about medicalrewind.com, that's an easy way to go. I have it linked up. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week. And right here as we kick off the week with Dr. Bitar. So, Dr. Bitar, you're going to be in town or out of town next week?
I'm actually going to be in town. I'll be back by next Monday.
Okay, after Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving advanced medicine, we're going to need some. Dr. Bitar, tell them what we need to tell them before we go.
That the power to heal is yours.
Thank you, my friend. Back tomorrow.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.